by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. I came across this woman on the internet. She was watching some of the Republican National Convention.
Just for three people, just to survive in Biden's economy.
Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? Like, what the heck is going on?
It's upsetting.
It's
upsetting to see
this world that we're living in right now.
To help immigrants.
Hold on, let me pause this.
While
this world that we're living in right now feels like upside down land. I've been a Democrat for nearly 50 years. Why am I crying over the Republican National Convention? Like, Amber Rose did a beautiful job. Oh, she did a beautiful job. I'm so proud of her. And then all the diversity and just, oh, I think I'm crying because it's cognitive dissonance. It's cognitive dissonance. Like, what is going on? I've been told my whole life Republicans are just all, you know, white and racist men and all of this. I don't think I've probably ever watched a Republican National Convention. Let's start there. You don't know unless you go see for yourself and stop listening to what people tell you. It's just so beautiful. Just the patriotism, the coming together. I'm telling you, if you on the outside and you think MAGA is this horrible thing, I don't know what to tell you besides you have to see for yourself. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. The coming together of America. America saying no more, no longer. We're not going to do this. We're not going to divide ourselves. We are red, white, and blue. It's beautiful. Okay, I got to finish watching. Bye-bye.
It's a sweet little video. Here's what it reminded me of. Psalm 126. It's one of the Psalm of Ascents. The Songs of Ascent are Psalms 120 to 134. Sometimes they're called the Pilgrim Songs. So Jerusalem's on a hill. So Jews who were traveling to Jerusalem for one of the festivals or whatever would sing these Songs of Ascent, literally walking uphill. And they're joyful and wonderful. And here is Psalm 126. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Right? Just, it was like a dream. It was so joyful, so unbelievable. We want to be like that again. That's what that woman was expressing right there. We want to be joyful. We want to be prosperous and not just more things, not just a higher GDP, just everything that prosperity means. We want life to be sane again. And that was expressed here with the rest of the psalm. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Yes, the Lord has done great things for us and we are glad. When times are good, whether it's for our nation, ourselves, individual, we should be laughing and singing and praising God. If you ever have a moment of joy and peace, you should thank God for that mercy. And things that were so good. And we pray that things can be so good for us here in this country that even the pagan nations around us will say, wow, God is clearly blessing that nation. That's what it says here. Then they said among the nations, like other nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Even they had to recognize that God is blessing them. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the streams of Negev. So what's important about this is...
Hey, it's Kimberly Fletcher here from Moms for America with some very exciting news. Tucker Carlson is going on a nationwide tour this fall, and Moms for America has the exclusive VIP meet and greet experience for you. Before each show, you can have the opportunity to meet Tucker Carlson in person. These tickets are fully tax-deductible donations, so go to momsforamerica.us and get one of our very limited VIP meet and greet experiences with Tucker at any of the 15 cities on his first ever Coast to Coast tour. Not only will you be supporting Moms for America in our mission to empower moms, promote liberty, and raise patriots, Your tax-deductible donation secures you a full VIP experience with priority entrance and check-in, premium gold seating in the first five rows, access to a pre-show cocktail reception, an individual meet and greet and photo with America's most famous conservative and our friend, Tucker Carlson. Visit momsforamerica.us today for more information and to secure your exclusive VIP meet and greet tickets. See you on the tour.
Like flash floods is the essence here. Like something about the geography and of this area is that it's prone to flash flooding. So restore our fortunes now and quickly and abundantly. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. The meaning here is that to get to the joy, there's going to be a season of tears and difficulty and pain and a lot of work. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So you go out with the seeds, you come back with the grain. These two images right next to each other are such a beautiful duality. Fancy word. What a duality. I don't think I've ever said that word in my life. There's a duality here. Sounds like I'm in a college seminar trying to sound smart. Two wonderful images here that are both true at the same time. I love when two things that seemingly contradict each other, but they don't. I love when this happens. So you have the first image of this sudden flash flood of a desert stream. And then also the joy that comes after a lot of hard work and waiting, planting of seeds. So you got both those images are true at the same time. You have the complementary images of the unearned gift from heaven in a flash flood, and the second image of the slow, hard work that is done by man, that you have your part to play. You can't just sit back and have the food grow in your field. You can sit back and have a flash flood come your way, but you have to go out and actually plant the grain yourself. Both of those things the Jews were praying for. And so can we. But we don't, because we want the joy without the tears in the front end. We want the reward without the effort. We want the kingdom without the king. Spurgeon said, he drops a seed and a tear, a seed and a tear, and so goes on his way. In his basket, he has seed, which is precious to him, for he has little of it, and it is his hope for the next year. Each grain leaves his hand with anxious prayer that it may not be lost. He thinks little of himself, but much of his seed, and he eagerly asks, will it prosper? Shall I receive a reward for my labor? Yes, doubtless, you will gather sheaves from your sowing. J.D. Vance is going to be speaking tonight at the RNC. On the show tomorrow, we're going to do a segment about J.D. Vance and how he has a duality in his message as well at Hillbilly Elegy. Where, yes, the government is terrible and has created all these horrible things in our country that we need to resolve. But also, you need to get your life together. And you need to make better choices. And speaking from his Appalachian roots, you need to change the parts of your culture that are broken. You need to do both. Yes, government needs to be fixed in profound ways, but also, like, stop being a victim and get out there and make it happen. Once again, two things that are both true. I recommend reading the Psalms of Ascent, 120 to 134. A great primer to get your heart moving and flowing towards thanking God for all things. MikeSlater.locals.com, commercial free, transcript, website, MikeSlater.locals.com.